All right, welcome everybody to the October 20th Technical Oversight Committee call. As you are probably all aware, Linux Foundation calls are held under an antitrust policy. So here's the notice of that. If you have any sort of questions, contact, Andrew Updegrove of the firm Gesmer Updegrove or your legal counsel. The other thing that we must abide by on these calls is the code of conduct, which is linked in our agenda. So we have two announcements today. The first one is one that you've heard many, many times before. The Dev Weekly developer newsletter goes out each Friday to hundreds of Hyperledger developers. If you have anything that you would like to include in that, please leave a comment on the wiki page that is linked in the agenda. The second announcement that we have is that the TOC nomination period is open. The nomination does close October 31st, end of day. If you would like to be considered to be elected or appointed to the TOC, please follow the process of the nomination process that is linked there in the agenda. Any other announcements that anybody has? No? Okay. So we did get the Fabric report in a few days back, and we also got the PACDA report in last night. So I didn't see any specific comments coming in on the Fabric one. Let me just reload that page here for myself, just to make sure. No comments yet, but there are quite a few outstanding reviews that need to happen. As far as the cacti one, I don't think anything has occurred there either. No comments yet. So we'll leave these both on the agenda for next week. But does anybody have any questions on those two reports before we move forward? Okay, and then just a reminder, if anybody knows anybody who might be willing to put together the IRSA report, we are still waiting on that report to come in. We don't have any reports that are due next week. The next one that's upcoming is the Sawtooth report that's due on the 27th. So I guess it is due next week, but yet we won't probably have it until the 27th. So we won't have any additional ones on the agenda for next week to review. All right, so with that, we do have one discussion item today. It is the non-creds project proposal. I have seen some comments coming through on the actual pull request, and Stephen has made updates as those have come in. But at this point, I'm going to hand the floor to Stephen to see if he wants to take us through that or if he would like us just to start to comment on that.
Okay, hang on a second. I was gonna, so we've spent the last couple of weeks putting together the proposal. Can I share screen?
Of course, yes.
Oh, I see. I try, it's funny, I was trying to start my video as well. We don't do that here. Okay, hang on. Let me move one more thing. So let's see, there's the, this is largely, so we've been working on this as a community for the last several weeks. So I presented about a month ago to the TOC, to the TSC then, to TOC now. And since then have been soliciting input, putting together a skeleton proposal and then getting input from the community. So what you're seeing here is that input converted over. We have, it's essentially the what I presented in a presentation a month ago. So I don't think you want me to repeat this presentation here with all of what is largely the same. I made a couple of tweaks to the slides just to provide updated data. I do have a couple of updates since then. We had, at the time I talked to this group, we were just heading into the Rebooting Web of Trust conference. For those not familiar with that, Rebooting Web of Trust brings together a number of identity people in the identity community and SSI community. It's Christopher Allen organizes it, so SSI is definitely the focus. At that, almost everybody that participates submits a proposed paper to work on at the conference. And at the start of the conference, the ones to be actually worked on are narrowed down to a smaller list of things that people want to work on. And non-creds, despite the fact that in addition to the shirt I'm wearing that I got from the Hyperledger Global Forum, I managed to get COVID and so was not able to attend the RWAT conference. The paper that I submitted did get worked on. So that was very positive. And so I worked sort of on the side on that, on another paper, but in the meantime, another group continued to work on the non-creds paper as I submitted it and continued to work on the specification and working on it. So that was really good. A lot of progress was made actually there on the impact of ledger agnostic and non-creds in this, and what is the genesis of this whole idea of moving and non-creds out of Indy, because and non-creds can be used pretty easily, in fact, with different storage locations, publication locations. So continued work on the ledger agnostic and non-creds. We had a number of new contributors to the non-cred specification itself. So that was a really good outcome from that. We had a pile of new pull requests put in and new contributors that are continuing to work on it. And as well, we came up with an approach for putting non-creds into the W3C verifiable credential standard data model. And this was somewhat of a surprise. Was not expecting that, quite frankly, when I talked to this group a month ago. That was not really on my agenda. We had some talks at the conference and discovered that, wait, this isn't very difficult to do. And since then have implemented a first draft of that, where basically taking non-creds as it stands today and just putting it into the W3C verifiable data credential data model such that it can be moved back and forth in either direction and yet still processed exactly the way non-creds is intended to work. So that's some exciting and interesting things that have happened even in the last month. as I mentioned, creation evolution of the HIP. And then just gathering stated support for the proposal to move non-creds out of its own project. So those are the things that have happened since then. As I say, I've got this presentation that I gave a month ago, and I suspect you don't want me to go through that again. I think everyone on the call was at that previous meeting. So that's the material that I had thought of preparing. And I did get a number of comments from TOC members, and I appreciate that. I think I've addressed them. The only one that I did not specifically add a level of detail to was the question of link secrets. And I do have a slide here on link secrets if we want to talk about that and deep dive into that. I just thought for the proposal, it's going quite deep into it. And I'm happy to add it, but I didn't think it was necessarily appropriate for the proposal. So that's where I got to, and we've got to as a community. So looks like Nathan has, oh, Tracy, I'll turn it back to you and then let you handle the questions and organization.
Sounds great. Thanks, Stephen. And thanks for letting us know what's up, been updated and changed since we last spoke. Nathan.
When this idea first came up, I was really worried about whether it would dilute some of the work going on in the community. And I think Stephen deserves a lot of credit for all his work cultivating the contributor base on this proposal. If you look at who's said they're sponsoring or supporting, the list is a lot more extensive than I expected. And it just looks like it's setting up to be a really good improvement to take advantage of not only better decomposition of how, you know, all of the identity code is organized at Hyperledger, but also to help get more community contributors excited. So thanks, Stephen, for all the great work on the proposal. I'm pretty excited about what I'm seeing here.
All right, thanks, Nathan. And it definitely is an impressive list. Any comments or questions on the proposal? Peter?
I was just curious, is there an implementation also that will move out of Indy, or is it just the standard?
No, there is an implementation. So there's two implementations in Indy right now. The plan is to take one of those, which is called, for lack of a better term, the developer named CredEx. And that will be basically what we'll do is we will split. And I'm hoping someone knows the GitHub magic because we don't want to lose any history, but basically split a repo into two. One will remain with Indy and will have the Anoncreds part of it removed. One will move to the Anoncreds project should it be created and have the Indy parts removed. So the history will hopefully be maintained in both. And then we'll move forward with that, with the two repositories. So the Anoncreds is, as I said, it's already been used in a number of ways, in a number of places to implement non-Indy Anoncreds, and this will then evolve that implementation to formalize the separation of the Anoncreds processing the implementation of the specification from the storing and retrieving of Anoncreds objects from a verifiable data registry. So that's the plan for the software. No, it's very much software.
All right,
Amir. Thanks, Tracy. Hey, Stephen. So thanks for addressing all the questions on the GitHub. And quick follow up on that. So this proposal looks really good, and this is kind of a project that would bring in more participation, and it aligns well with building those reusable components or building those pluggable components that would allow us to reutilize or give flexibility to the end users, right? And a quick question on the implementation aspect. I know in the proposal you mentioned that they can be a closed source or open source, or what do we call it? The components that deal with VDR, right? The VDR part, those can be either closed source or the open source parts. So within Hyperledger, you specifically mentioned about Fabric and Meso. And I'm just curious if you have identified people who will be working on that, or is it that you'll be working with those Fabric and Meso teams in coming up with that solution? So how is that in plan?
Yeah, so a Fabric implementation has been done. So there's a member of the community, a team that did a Fabric implementation. Again, just based on what was already in the library. So that's been implemented, but without benefit of the proper decomposition, if you will. So the expectation is that will be updated and modified. The Ethereum one, quite frankly, is speculation that we came up with at our Watt, but there was a number of people talking there that speculated that Ethereum is likely a, and particularly with the recent transition that Ethereum had, that makes it a pretty good possibility of it. So that was more speculation, but my expectation is with the strong push right now in identity and the interest in identity, SSI style identity, decentralized identity, and verifiable data, quite frankly. I think it is a likely strong combination. So that is more speculative versus the Fabric one, where somebody has actually already done an implementation and it would be moving that implementation. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yep. Thanks, Stephen. And one
and,
more.
And then, of course, there's people like Checked that have their own ledger. They're likely to put their implementation in their own repos. Checked, I believe, is open source. So those will be open source ones. But I could envision others doing a proprietary one, and that's the where the closed source might come in. But quite frankly, that's for them to provide to people so that they can make use of an on-creds on their platform if that's what they want to do.
Got it. And probably, I know somewhere, I remember reading in the proposal, but just for completeness sake of this argument. And so there is Ares community also involved and willing to adopt an on-cred.
Yes, absolutely. Ares has most of the frameworks in Ares already have, not all, but most have a non-cred support. And this change will be relatively minor, more or less. It will be dependencies within the frameworks themselves. And so should not affect business logic and really is just part of a minor upgrade for any of the Ares frameworks. And that's the certainly the implementation plan and interest of the community.
Thanks, Stephen. And yeah, all the best. We're looking forward to it.
All right, thank you. Dana?
So this is a bit more of a commentary than an actual question. This aligns with something that's happening in some of the Ethereum layer two spaces. They're calling a modular blockchain, breaking out these modules and reusing it everywhere. So in general, I view this as a positive development for the identity space, that there's a Lego brick you can plug in wherever you need that's consistent and reusable. So good job.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments or questions on the proposal? Anybody have any objections that they would like to bring up or any concerns that they would like to bring up? Dana?
I just want to reconfirm, I think it is written out in the spec, but Indy will continue to function with the non-creds and will be continue to be kept up to date with how non-creds evolves and the APIs with it, correct?
Absolutely, yes. The idea here, we think, is by expanding, you know, the basic strategy from an indie perspective is by expanding the user base of Anoncreds by removing roadblocks from the adoption of Anoncreds. When people look around for, okay, where do we want to host our Anoncreds objects, indie will be an excellent choice. And so it's a sort of rising tide floats all boats strategy from an indie perspective.
Okay. Any other comments, concerns? This is the opportunity before we call for a vote. So if you do have anything that you're holding on to, hoping that this is going to go on till next week, then now is your time to speak.
The question about Ursa was raised, if it's a good time, if I can talk to someone in Ursa team and help with reports, that I can help with reports, but only if I have enough data to actually help.
Awesome.
Okay, please contact me. I am Viktor Gudnevsky, okay, and I'll be available every day, essentially.
Could you put your, chat is disabled. Somehow yes. Connect to me.
use the Discord TOC channel chat.
Okay. Yep.
Steven, I would contact you, right?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Good. All right, thanks, Victor.
Thank you.
All right. Any final comments, questions, concerns, objections? Anything that
let's just do it.
Okay, I guess that's the. Are you making a motion there, Arno?
I am very much.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, everyone, thanks for that. All right, so we're now voting to approve the Anon Creds project as a top-level project within Hyperledger. Rai, did you want to take us through a vote?
Sure. On the matter before the TOC, Angelo?
Yes.
Arno?
Yes.
Artem?
I consent, yes.
Arun?
Yes.
Bobby?
100% yes.
Okay. Dano?
Yes, I like it.
David?
Yes.
Grace is not here. Jim?
It's a yes for me.
Okay. Kamlesh?
Definitely yes.
Nathan?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Tracy?
Yes.
And Troy is not here. So, you know, it passes. Congratulations, Stephen.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that was a lot quicker than I thought we'd go through things today. Appreciate that, everybody, for having reviewed that and came with your questions ready. I wish I had prepared the presentation that I expect to have next week for this particular agenda, but we will be talking with the Prune folks next week in the meeting. So before we close out the call, any other discussion items that we should talk about today? Everybody's just hovering over the leave button. All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining today, and we will meet again next week. Please take time to review the open reports that are out there, and have a good week.
Thank you.
Congrats, Stephen.